Hello, my name is Nicole George, founder of Sovereign Magazine, and welcome to Moon Mondays with Miranda Murphy Gall, your personal moon mentor. This week, Miranda shares with you the energy of the full moon. It is a wonderful time to see what the full moon is inviting you to look at and in which part of your life. This guided audio ritual is for you to set aside some protected time to feel into this moon's energy. For more insights, you may go to www.sovereign-magazine.com/moon. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy your full moon download from your personal moon mentor, Miranda.
This full moon is in Libra and falls on Monday, the 25th of March. This full moon is also a lunar eclipse, and so the energy is amplified, but it also brings in a shadowy aspect, different to most full moons. If you enjoy cleansing your crystals under the full moon, for example, the lunar eclipse is not considered a good time to do that, since the light of the moon will be interrupted. Eclipses often signify change and transformation, as well as endings, which, as we know, also imply new beginnings. In what areas might we experience these shifts and closures? Well, Libra is the sign of the scales and embodies the rule of law, balance, harmony, negotiations, choices, and one-on-one relationships. So this is a time where we can assess what needs to change in those particular areas so that we can make room for new choices. That might result in new relationships or in renewed dynamics within our current relationships, or any of these Libra themes. Our breathwork, ritual, and meditation will help us harness these energies and bring them into our lives, always with the intention that they be for our best and highest good, and the best and highest good of all. To tune into the energy of release, we will breathe together with a 4-4-8 breath. We will breathe in through the nose for a count of four, hold the breath for a count of four, and then breathe out through the nose for a count of eight, immediately breathing back in for a count of four, holding for four, and breathing out for eight. Libra rules our kidneys, and our adrenal glands sit right on top of the kidneys. So this breathwork is going to work with your nervous system to create a deep sense of calm and bring you into a more parasympathetic state. If you imagine being in fight or flight, you would be breathing rapidly, heart racing, and you certainly wouldn't be able to breathe out for a count of eight. You can only do this work when you are in rest and digest. Libra also rules our hips and low back. And if you've ever been to a yoga class, you may have heard your teacher share that these two areas are particularly prone to stagnation and pain due to unprocessed emotions. We will be feeling into our emotions to assist us with our choices and help us release energy we have outgrown or that is unhealthy for us. For today's practice, you can light a candle, bring your journal, and you can decide if you prefer to sit or find child's pose. If you choose to take child's pose, I invite you to do this practice on a yoga mat or a soft rug or carpet. Please have a pillow and a rolled blanket close by in case you desire some support. To find child's pose with your body, come to all fours on your hands and knees. Bring your feet together behind you and sit your hips back towards your feet. If needed, you can place a rolled blanket between your hips and feet or between your thighs to the back of your knees. find what helps support you and your unique body. Take your knees out wide, a little bit wider than your hips, to whatever width feels good for your body, and start to walk your hands forward until you can place your forehead on the floor or on a pillow, resting your elbows down on the ground so that there is no tension. If desired, you can also place a pillow under your chest. If you aren't sure about your posture, consult your search engine for an image of child's pose, also known as Balasana. If this pose causes pain or you feel uncomfortable at all, please refrain from holding the pose. Always put your comfort and safety first. Let us begin. Closing your eyes, noticing your breath. Start to slow your breathing down a bit and notice if there are any tight parts in your body that you could invite to relax and let go. Spend a few moments getting comfortable and coming into your body and breath. We'll begin with two big, deep cleansing breaths, breathing in through your nose, filling your lungs, and then open mouth, exhale. Breathe in again through your nose. Fill up, fill up, fill up a little bit more. And then open mouth, sigh it out. Begin to breathe in through your nose for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold your breath for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out through your nose for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last round, breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathing out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, three, two, and one. And now release the breath control. Allow your breath to come back to natural breathing. Quietly, softly, with no rush. Simply allowing your breath to switch back to its autonomous breathing in its own time. From here, I want you to see if you can reach your hands behind you and rub your low back and kidneys for a few seconds. If you like, you can make fists and very gently tap your low back and kidneys, stimulating the energy there. If you can't reach or if it's uncomfortable, never mind. Simply draw your internal attention there. Release your arms back down or in front of you. If you're in child's pose, bent elbows resting upon the earth. Now that you have focused your energy on your low back and kidneys, I want you to imagine that you have lungs in that area of your body. And as you breathe in, your breath puffs up those low back lungs. And as you breathe out, those low back lungs deflate and soften. Take a few rounds of breath with this focus. Inhaling, inflating the low back. Exhaling, softening the low back. The kidneys rule the energy of fear in Chinese medicine, and so we're going to focus on releasing and transforming fear into trust. Consider for a moment a choice you have to make, or a relationship you need to transform. Allow yourself to feel into what might be holding you back from making that choice or taking the steps to make the changes required in your relationship. Notice if there is any fear there. If fear is present, allow it to be there. Do not reject it. Simply feel it. Consider now one or two more paths you could take instead. Feel into one of those choices. Perhaps it is the choice to do nothing at all. How does that feel? Let yourself feel into your body. What is there? What does that feel like? Consider now another path, a different choice that you could make. What would that be? How might you carry it out? Do not allow your mind to wander into the outcome of this choice. Simply allow yourself to consider yourself taking a different path. How does that feel? What is happening in your body as you think of it? Notice different areas of your body. Notice how your low back feels. How your belly feels. How your chest and shoulders feel. If your jaw is tight or relaxed, simply notice and take it in. Perhaps there is a third way you might go. Can you allow a third option to arise from within you? What might that look like? What would you have to do to put that into place? Notice how your body feels now. Notice each part of your body. Notice your breath as you consider this third option. How does it feel in comparison to the other two choices you could make? Think briefly about all your options again. Simply think of them conceptually for a moment and see if one stands out as feeling best in your body. See if one stands out as feeling worse in your body. It may not be that obvious, so really listen. And if nothing is coming up, trust that too. If you're in child's pose, start to press into your hands and come to a comfortable seat. Maybe extend your legs and stretch them for a minute, perhaps circling out your ankles and feet. Find a seated position and close your eyes once more. Set an intention to listen to and trust your body. It might be something like, I listen to my body when I need to make a choice. Or, I trust the feelings in my body to guide me. Consider for a moment what feels most resonant to you. When you've landed on it, open your journal and write it down. Make notes about anything that stood out to you during the meditation. You can pause the recording while you do this. When you finish writing about your experience and what came up for you, it's time to extract the most important piece. What choice does your body want you to make for your best and highest good and the highest good of all? Write that down in your journal. Now, make a commitment to honor that choice. It doesn't have to be executed right away. You can spend more time evaluating the best path forward, listening to your body, and allowing it to guide you. For today, allow yourself to rest a while, safe in the knowledge that you can trust yourself to know what feels good. If your decision involves letting something go, feel into your body and ask, how would it feel to release it? How does it feel to keep it as it is? Never forget, you are the best person to make decisions for yourself. Often we defer to others or choose to do nothing, or just go along with what someone else wants. In order to feel good, to trust ourselves, and to walk the path to our greatest success, we must develop a practice of listening to ourselves. And when we are ready, following that feeling. That concludes our Moon Monday full moon ritual for March. I will be back in a couple of weeks for the April new moon. I'll look forward to catching you there. Check out the Moon Musings article in our March edition of the magazine, both online and audio versions, for more on this month's full moon, as well as helpful journaling prompts for you to go deeper in your lunar work. Take care until then, and as always, write in with any questions or feedback to support@sovereign-magazine.com. And please like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed this. It really helps our mission at Sovereign Magazine to connect with and support as many women as we can.